I wanted you to tell Daddy what you just told me about the sunshine in Charles's dream.
Yeah, so we were walking down the golden path to go to his hot air balloon.
And tell him what the golden path looked like when you looked at it really closely.
Bricks with cement.
But
in between them.
But gold bricks.
Gold bricks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep
going. I think in the Bible they talk about a gold path.
They do. Yeah, they do.
And he was pointing at stuff, and it was like the sun was shining us going down the path, but also in the path the whole way, and the hot air balloons too.
But you just told me it was so bright.
It was really bright. It was like a million suns.
And it was just shining on y'all.
Yeah, but the path also.
Right.
Like, in front of us and behind us and the hot air balloons. It was like there was more suns on that, but on us too. And it was like in a dream where the sun's like on the sides and we're right there in the middle walking down.
I also love what you said when you told me about... Now, I want you to clarify because... You said, and you told me later that you were wrong, but you said that the hot air balloons out in the pasture were not gold. The ones you saw out in the pasture.
Colored.
Yeah, what did they look like?
Okay, so you know how some hot air balloons are spotted? Like they have the squares of mm-hmm. different colors? Mm-hmm. They were like original, regular hot air balloons, but none were just one color.
Right.
The big balloon weren't one color.
Right.
Round basket.
Brown basket.
Of everything.
Were the ones out in the pasture gold?
No.
They were all multicolored.
Multicolored.
But Charles's was gold, right?
Gold.
And what was it shaped like?
There was his box.
Like the basket box?
That was gold.
It was.
It was gold, but it was like wired. It's like spray painted gold.
Yeah.
It was like wired gold.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
It was spinning with gold.
Yeah.
But what did the balloon itself look like?
It had brown strings holding it up.
Okay.
A pyramid that was gold and had the cement that was on the balloon. Not real cement, but like painted on the balloon
mm-hmm.
as golden bricks.
Said, really?
Mm-hmm.
Said the balloon wasn't just solid
like
gold.
See
it was
little spaces.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like a pyramid.
It's a
you know how
gold
it's,
balloon.
No, like a like
pyramid.
The Egyptian pyramids.
Yeah.
Well, he said it was a path of gold of the bricks style.
He was talking about
the
path. Well, he was talking about the path they walked to get to the balloon.
You said the balloon looked like that path?
But a pyramid shaped.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, same thing,
yeah.
But...
The same design, except on the pyramid.
That's exactly
pyramid
right. Shape. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I get it.
And
right. Yeah.
It was light. You know how you have to pull down that thing to make the gas go?
Uh-huh.
It was like it was going by itself.
Really?
And Charles could look at anything. Up, down, side to side. Didn't have to pull anything down. He was just... It was like, here's the basket. He was looking up.
I loved that part. Daddy hadn't heard that part. That when he was looking,
he quit looking at you. No, he wasn't looking at me at all. Right when he started going up in the air, he was looking up.
But he was like peeking around the balloon.
Yeah, he was like out here.
Like looking around it to see what was coming.
Mm-hmm. No, but he wasn't looking around. He looked up. No,
yeah, right. Just
like
straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the, clouds.
Clouds. Like little clouds that were, like, foggy.
Yeah.
And then he went up. I could see his brown, the golden basket.
The bottom of it.
And
yeah.
Then it just descended up in the air, and I couldn't see it anymore. And I was looking up the whole time, too.
Could you see anything beyond the basket? No.
Correct.
Well, how did you get from the basket to the ground?
He wasn't in the basket. Mac wasn't in the basket. He was on the ground.
You were never in the basket?
No, Charles got in the basket.
Charles got in the basket and went
up. You watched him go up and look at
yeah.
all that stuff.
He could watch Charles looking around it. You know, like he was...
Did you have clothes on?
I don't know. I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I couldn't see myself. It was like I was in a VR watching him do everything. But I could still see where I was going.
Let me ask you this, Mac. How did you feel when you couldn't see the basket anymore?
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad. I felt good. I was happy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't smiling or anything. I was just looking up. Just like that. After he was gone, I couldn't see anything.
I think you... When we were just talking about this before I started recording, you were saying that you couldn't
hear anything.
Hear him.
No. But I could, like, understand what he was saying, like, nod my head. Like, he was pointing out. I could nod my head, like, yep, gotcha. Yep.
So what kind of stuff was he pointing to?
The hot air balloons.
So he was just showing them to you?
Show? Yep.
Yeah.
But he didn't ever say anything about his.
Okay.
He just was talking about other people's, pointing at other people's. Like, there's that one. That's like, yeah, there's that one too. It was like a pattern of them. It was like, but not colors, like how they were set. It was like.
There are people in their balloons going up.
No, just his going up. The other ones were just blown up and set ready for people to get in them.
They were waiting.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I got you.
Charles's was the only one that was going up. All right. But evidently he was showing Mac ones that were like
his,
waiting.
His was really bright too.
Really?
His was bright.
Yeah. Yeah. And gold. Everything about it was gold.
Gold. Except the ropes.
Except the ropes were brown.
Well, you don't need golden ropes.
I mean, yeah.
They need to be kind of...
Neither does the basket, but he sure did have one.
He sure did.
He might have had a brown... I think it was a brown basket, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it... Yeah, it was a brown basket.
Okay.
But everything else was gold. The top was gold. I don't know what the inside looked like, but I kind of feel like I can picture it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just normal. Because I've seen the air... hot air balloon up close.
Right. So, like, when he went to, like, step into the basket and basically left... No? Okay.
It was like he skipped that, and then he was in it.
So he never actually left you, your side.
No. It skipped him hopping into it. It was like he stood there, and then he was just automatically just... in it somehow. I didn't see him like hop over the side
VR
or anything.
We got.
I know. Exactly. VR. It was like it was in a VR.
That's what
happened.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to step over.
He didn't have to step over. It's like
there
he just
was.
Went through it.
He also didn't have to leave your side that way.
What do you mean? He did leave my side.
But you didn't see it or feel it.
I didn't feel it, but I saw him go up.
No, you saw him in it. You didn't see him walk away from me.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what
was... It
was
like it was a little, like, really short gold path. He was like, he went, and we stood there at the very edge. He said, we turned, and he walked up in it. I never saw him jump in it.
Okay.
I just saw him. He was in it.
VR, but yeah.
Okay.
And I couldn't hear anything.
Mac.
It was like he was 16 and he could walk. Like he was just walking regular. Wasn't hopping around or anything.
He always thought he was 16 anyway. What you have told me a year ago when you told me this, and then the the details that you've just given me is the best present I've ever been given.
Gift.
And I want you to know, Mac, I want you to hear me and know this forever. That happened to you for a huge reason. Not just so you could experience it.
So he could? You could?
So we could. Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been cool if there was no clouds and I could see heaven.
It would have been really cool.
It was like...
I pictured it in my mind,
like he just, I don't know, it probably did happen. It's like he went up, it stopped, there was a really big golden platform, he hopped out, shook Jesus' hand, and went on.
You think that's what
happened? That's what I think happened.
I can totally see him sticking his hand out and saying, Charles Weems.
Yep. He didn't hug him. He just shook his...
Or just bumped him.
No, he shook his hand.
No, I think he would probably at least shake.
I think he shook his hand.
Jesus and God at least deserve a handshake.
Absolutely.
And I picture God sitting in a big old throne. He goes up to him.
Yeah.
He's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds about like Charles.
Sounds just like... You have so much of him inside of you. Sometimes I think you may have more of him inside of you than I do. And that gives me a lot of hope for how amazing I know you're going to be. Because he was amazing.
He sure could type fast.
Type?
Yeah, he'd sit there on his calculator looking at the computer.
He couldn't type a word on this computer.
He had that calculator right there looking at the computer. He'd go, I'm like, Charles, how do you do that? He's like, I've just been doing it for
all
like
of a sudden,
years.
I was thinking, wait, Mac doesn't know what he's talking about.
Left hand only. He had his right hand on the computer side looking at the things. Left hand was on the left hand.
I promise you.
Hold on just a damn second now.
Whoa. Oh. Watch your mouth, Bubba.
Ho.
He could do it both ways, I would imagine.
I remember now.
Check me if I'm wrong. His right hand, because his right, he sat like just like I'm sitting. His computer was here.
Here's was his desk. His calculator. He wasn't looking at his computer. He was looking straight in his desk, doing the calculator, while he was looking at a piece of paper. I remember it. He was looking at pieces of paper, not his computer.
But he probably could have done it with both hands. And if he needed to be looking at his computer, he could do it with his left. But if he didn't need to do it with his left, I feel certain he did it better with his right because he was right-handed.
I remember one time I wrote a note on his big...
The calculator was on the left, and that's...
It was whatever. On his right, and he was not doing a computer. He was doing this piece of paper looking at it. Going like, okay, I did this today.
His little spreadsheets.
Yeah, and then one time I wrote something, it's Mac, come outside. That's what I did one time. He came outside.
You wrote it on his...
I was digging my shovel in the rocks.
I hope you get another visit.
Me too.
But even if you don't...
It's okay.
I hope you go back to that one. All the time.
It was like that, except golden promise.
Well, Mac, I'm just going. I'm telling you, you're the only one. You're the only one who got that.
Has honey had any visits, Mama?
No, baby.
Aunts?
No.
Brother?
I don't think so.
Have you?
No.
Daddy?
Hey, look, let me tell you this. What you experienced. I've never in my life heard of anything like. And I've looked, I've got the craziest dreams any human in the world.
That's what started this whole conversation, actually.
And there's people out there that have had this, but I don't know anybody that has had dreams as vivid as you about any one topic at all. Like, I mean, especially
Mom,
that.
And you know how, like, maybe we would, like, go up some stairs and then go on the straight path?
Uh-huh.
You know how I said that he didn't hop over?
Yeah.
He was like, all of a sudden I showed up in it with him there when we were walking, and I didn't know it.
Yeah? So, I mean, I remember you kind of...
Slim said he wants to listen with me, too.
Oh, hey, Slim. What's up,
hey,
kitty
Slim.
Kitty?
What's up, dude?
I think you were kind of trying to say that in your initial, what you just listened to.
It was like, we didn't.
I remember you saying he didn't have to look where he was going.
He didn't. It was like he was walking straight. He didn't walk sideways. We walked straight the whole time. His arm around me. He was showing me. I was looking too. And it was like, I knew where I was going.
Yeah.
It's like I was walking with him. And his footsteps went beside him.
Yeah.
Kitten, I got something for you.
Okay, well.
What is it?
All right, buddy. Nah. I'm fixing it. What?
No, I have something for you. If you've been wanting to write a book, whatnot.
Yeah.
There's an angle on that. Well, no, I'm serious.
No, I know. I don't ever want you to forget it.
I can't forget that.
Well, you know.
You can.
No.
Can't.
No, I don't think he can, and this is why I'm saying this to you, Mac. We can't forget it because you've told it to us, and I think that's why it's so important, because Daddy gave it to you.
You should put this in a book, because that'll make more people want to be Christians, because that'll actually have proof. It would.
There's a lot to it, man. That's why I said it. I want
some proof.
I think it's pretty strong. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom.
I don't know if I ever loved you as much as your Charles did. I think I did. I think I do. I did carry you in my tummy for 9 months.
You did.
But if anybody comes close, it was him. And I'm so glad he gave you that gift. Because by him giving you that gift, he really did give it to all of us. And we all needed it. But you needed it the most. I love you the most.
Love you too, Mama.